Good afternoon and welcome back to the Saving Delaware History podcast, where this week we're speaking with Cynthia Snyder of the Newcastle Courthouse Museum. We've heard her early on the podcast, but today she'll be discussing her work with the Green. So can we just start by asking, where is the Green?
Well, the Green is located in the center of historic Newcastle. It is bordered by Delaware Market, Harmony, and Emmanuel Cemetery, and the Academy Building anchor the northern end, and the courthouse is on the southern end. The Green has been known by several names. It's been called the Market Plain, Market Square, Public Square, and School Green. As we discuss the Green, you will see how many names originated. The Green was established in 1651 by Peter Stuyvesant, the Dutch Director General of New Netherlands. And when he landed here to build his Fort Casimir, he also designated land to be used for the needs of Dutch settlers. The Green is also known as the common or common land. And this is a European concept. It is an area that can be used by all settlers for cutting wood or grazing animals or getting other resources they need. Later in the 17th and into the 18th century, it was used as a place for weekly markets and quarterly fairs. Now, when Peter Stuyvesant first laid the plans out for the Green, it was much larger than it is today. It started at where 4th Street in Newcastle is and went all the way down to the Strand or almost the river. During the years, it's been cut back and cut back. And now it is only four square, one block.
So what's sort of the historical significance of this four square area?
Well, the Green was always used for the community at large. In 1672, there was an English fort built on the Green where Emmanuel Church is today. It was called Fort Newcastle. This is where the courts, the government, and the jails were located. But the fort was torn down a few years later. And in 1689, a new courthouse or blockhouse and government building was built on the south end of Green. Also in 1689, Emmanuel Episcopal Church. The Green remained an open space for the town, and eventually brick pathways were built across the Green for ease of walking. In the 19th century, the Green evolved into a Victorian urban park. It had trees and plantings and walkways and even beautiful fountains. In 1851, 70 Dutch elms were planted throughout the Green at a cost of $37. But today, only one of those elms has survived. There has always been a jail building on the Green, but in 1857, the first sheriff's house and county prison was built on the Green. It was here where the infamous whipping post stood, and also public hangings were on the Green.
And how has the Green been used over the years?
I'll kind of give you an idea how it was used chronologically. In the 1600s, it started out as a common area for settlers to get wood, for grazing, and other resources like that. Forts and government buildings were then built there, and the courthouse was built. As you go into the 1700s, had weekly markets and fairs, and Emmanuel Church and Cemetery, and a school building was built, and also jails. In the 1800s, still very much an open park, but it started to evolve more into a Victorian urban park where it was set up with walkways and plantings and fountains. So it was a very nice area for people to walk and stroll and also sit and reflect on things. In the 1900s, temporary school buildings were built on the Green because the schools were just so overcrowded. They stayed on the Green and were used until 1930 when a new high school was built. Today, the Green is used as a park area still. Events and other activities are held on the Green, and The state owns all the buildings on Green, except for Emmanuel Church and its cemetery.
Wonderful. So apart from the church, what buildings are located on the Green?
Okay. Well, if you start at the northern end, is the Academy building. And this was built in 1798 by Peter Crowding. And it was used as a school, but it was by tuition. Today, it is rented to Emmanuel Church, and they use it for church needs. Now, when we talked about the Academy building being a school for only the wealthier residents of the community, there was also a Quaker school in Newcastle. And they would allow, it was free, and they would allow boys and girls and African-American students, unlike the public school at the Academy. Another building on the Green is the Arsenal, which was built in 1809, and it is on the buildings used by the federal government to store military supplies for river defense. Later uses were for a garrison for soldiers from Fort Delaware, and also storing munitions and gunpowder during the 1846 Mexican War. It was used as a hospital during several cholera and typhoid epidemics. And it was also used in the 1917 Spanish flu epidemic. In the 1950s, it was used as a school. In 1930s, it was used as a school. In the 20th century, it was used as offices and various businesses, and then it became a restaurant for a good 30, 40 years. Today, it is rented out to the Newcastle Historical Society, and it's been used as a visitor center for Newcastle. Also on the Green, we have the Sheriff's House and Jail. There has been a Sheriff's House and Jail on the Green since 1771, and there's been many renovations and additions throughout the years. But in 1857, they were torn down and a new sheriff's house office and home was built with the addition of a county prison. And this will be the first county prison in Delaware. It had two very long cell blocks that stretched across the Green. It was used until 1901 and it was torn down in 1911. All that remains is the sheriff's house and some cells. Today, the building is owned by the National Park Service and is being restored to be the headquarters of the First State Historical National Park. Finally, on the southern end of the Green, we have the courthouse. This building was built in 1732, and it was Delaware's first court and Capitol building. Here, the court met on the first floor and the assembly on the second floor. It was here where the state of Delaware was born on June 15, 1776, when the assembly voted to separate from Great Britain and Pennsylvania. So we became the Delaware state. In 1777, the government moved down to Dover, but the courts remained here until 1881. We are the fourth oldest court in the nation. The building has been continually used since 1732. It's been a variety of things. It's been offices, school, jail, a bookshop, and a tea room. It was a very famous tea room because we were the first stop for getting the ferries to go across to New Jersey to get to New York. And we've had some very famous people come to this tea room, like Shirley Temple and William Barry and Katharine Hepburn ate here. And so it was very a popular place. In the 1950s, the state restored the building and opened it as a museum. We offer guided tours of the court and assembly, and we have exhibits on the Dutch, Swede, and English forts. And there is still an active archaeology work going on with Fort Casimir. We have exhibits on surveying the 12 mile arc that makes Delaware's northern border. And we have 18th and 19th century surveying equipment in that exhibit. We also have an exhibit on the Underground Railroad and Black history in New Delaware. We have a collection of Charles Park statues and busts of several presidents. And we give walking tours of the Green.
Are you involved in these walking tours?
Yes. What you can do is just call, make a reservation. The walking tours range from about a half hour, 45 minutes, just depending.
How do you get involved with these tours?
Well, what we did here is at the courthouse is we developed these tours so that you would have an idea of all the different buildings that the state owns, because they own the Green and all the buildings except for the church. And some of these buildings you cannot get into now because they're either rented out or the sheriff house now is owned by the National Park Service. So we started the tours so that we could walk along. There are wayside markers that give you a little brief history and a picture of what things looked like in an earlier time. And we would talk about the history of the Green and the things that went on and explain the buildings and what they were used for when they were built, things like that. So it's the kind of thing that you would probably never get to hear or know about unless you had somebody that would walk around and tell you about it. So that's why we started these walking tours of the Green.
And of all the things you get to talk about on the Green, what's your favorite part?
Well, to be honest, my favorite part, of course, is the courthouse, because that is, to me, the most interesting and where everything happened for Delaware, where the beginning was for Delaware as a state. But if I had to pick another really interesting place on the Green, it would be in the middle of the Green, because it is right there where all the walkways converge into a circle. And there is a beautiful American holly tree there and benches around the circle area. And it's a wonderful place to walk and sit down and just reflect and have a quiet, peaceful moment in a very, very beautiful setting with trees all around you and different flowering plants. And it's just very nice to do.
Sounds lovely.
It is. It is very lovely.
What sort of events do you guys host on the Green?
We have several events throughout the year. Starting in the spring, we have May Market, which is by the Arasafa Garden Club. And they use the area behind the town hall, but they also use part of the Green. And it is a fundraising activity where they sell all kinds of beautiful plants and trees and all kinds of stuff. And it is very popular. And that is the first weekend in May. And then on the Green, we is part of a day in Old Newcastle, which is the third Saturday of May. Now, unfortunately, due to the COVID situation, we cannot have Day in Old Newcastle. But it is the oldest house and garden tour in the nation. This would be the 96th year. And what we have on the Green on that day is reenactors and demonstrations and music and a lot of different activities, both for adults and children. And it spread throughout the entire town. But there's a lot of activity there on the Green. At Separation Day, which is always held on the second Saturday in June, we celebrate our separation from Great Britain and Pennsylvania. So that's Delaware's birthday. And it starts off with a parade and encampments on the Green and all kinds of activities going on there. And in September, we will be having the Chautauqua Tent Shows. The Chautauqua's Tent Shows had started all the way back in the 1850s. And it was a way to have people come and learn things and experience new ideas and going on all over the United States. And this year, hopefully we will be able to hold our Chautauqua outside on the green. And the theme this year is industrialization and innovations, Delaware moves forward. So we'll be looking at having speakers, music, and different activities under a tent on the green, talking about all the new innovative things that have happened in Delaware throughout the year, throughout the years, I should say.
So thank you for listening to this episode. And thank you, Ms. Snyder, for being on this episode of the Saving Delaware History Podcast. See you next week.